And joined us now from Fox Sports, the official bracketologist. And of course, you'll probably remember him from his days back in the day with ESPN, Stumpin' the Schwab. He is the official Fox bracketologist, Howie Schwab. Howie, how you doing?
Great to be with you, TC. This is a great time of year. And this year, I honestly believe championship league conference tournament play is more important than ever, given some of the bubble teams, given some of the dilemmas with seeding. It's going to be great. And you know who wins? The fans.
No doubt about it. Well, the ACC tournament is off to an early start. Now, we know that Duke and North Carolina, Virginia, they're locks for either a number one or two seeds, Howie. But outside of those teams, is there anyone else that you think may have a shot of winning the ACC tournament and possibly making a deep run in the NCAA? Or is it just those three and nobody else?
I think that either Duke, Carolina, or Virginia will win this tournament. And certainly Virginia has a good track record in recent years. If I had to pick one sleeper, it would be Florida State because of the athleticism, because of the depth. Leonard Hamilton's done a nice job, and Florida State beat Virginia Tech recently. So if I had to pick, it would be one of those two. And after that, no, I don't see anyone really making a run at this conference tournament. And that's said, then watch someone do it. But, you know, it's that kind of year. It's been crazy. But I think Duke, Virginia, and Carolina are that much above other teams. Virginia's defense is crazy, as always. And their offense is better this year. Carolina has been playing much better, has been great down the stretch, beating Duke twice. I mean, it's amazing what Roy Williams has done. And again, they have a lot of veterans like Luke May and Cameron Johnson. So I think Carolina will be dangerous. Duke, the X factor, because we still don't know if Zion Williamson is playing unless that changed in the last few minutes. They're a different team without him. I mean, inside offense, not the same. And Bolden's out as well. In terms of defense, he's a shot blocker, a rebounder. He changes shots. And his exuberance is special. And also, Barrett is not the same player because he had to change his game. Reddish, you're relying so much on him shooting the three, and Duke is not a great three-point shooting team. Go ask Louisville. 7-for-28 against Louisville. Should have lost that game, came back miraculous fashion. But Duke, Virginia, Carolina, one of those three should win this tournament.
Gonzaga, number one team in the country, and Vegas fans are getting a chance to see them up close and personal, now winners of 21 straight. Do you see them, Howie, being the top overall seed, and could this actually be the year that Mark Few is cutting down the nets in Minneapolis?
Well, simply yes and yes. And to me, Gonzaga has everything you want. They defend well. They've improved on defensively. It's incredible. They're holding up teams under 40% from the field. They win their games by an average of like 25, 27 points a game. It's incredible. Their field goal percentage is over 53. And they have so many weapons. Hachimura inside. Brandon Clark, who's an excellent defender as well as a scorer. Josh Perkins averaging 11 points a game and a ton of assists. I mean, this is a team that's loaded everywhere, and now they got Killian Tilly back from his injury-plagued year. I think Gonzaga has a legitimate shot to be number one and win the whole thing. I picked Gonzaga before the year, to be honest with you, so I'm not totally shocked. But one thing that helps Gonzaga, playing in the WCC, you do not go through wars the same way you do in the ACC, the SEC, the Big Ten, the Big East, the Big 12. I mean, the WCC, and I'm not trying to put them down, but St. Mary's is the second-best team, lost 11 games and did not, I mean, one of the best wins is New Mexico State, huh? I mean, let's be honest. I mean, they played LSU okay, but bottom line is I think Gonzaga has a great shot to win it all, and I would love it for Mark Few because he deserves it.
Howie Schwab joined us, Fox Sports official bracketologist. So Pac-12 is in town here, but man, Howie, this Pac-12 tournament, not real exciting. I mean, really not a team. I guess you can count Washington in the top 25, but after that, I mean, think about the seeds in this Pac-12 tournament. Oregon is number 6, UCLA number 7, SC 8, and Arizona 9. You would never expect that, but that's what we got this year. Give us your thoughts. Is this a one-bid league or two at the max? Because when you talk to Bobby Hurley, he's saying, hey, we're their number two seed, but we are the team that definitely is got bubble written all over us.
Okay, let's talk about Arizona State, because I've annoyed some Sun Devil fans, and I probably will continue to, because I do not have them in. Breaking them down, simple. Beat Kansas, beat Washington, beat Mississippi State, beat Utah State. Four quality wins, great. When you have some quad one wins, super. Good record in quad ones. Here's the problem. Lose to Princeton, not the Ivy front runner by any stretch, probably around 100 in the net. Lose to Vanderbilt, a team that lost over 20 games. Lose to Oregon by 28. But here's the big one. Drum roll, please.
Bring it on.
Washington State at home by 21. Are you serious? And I like Ernie Kent, but, I mean, Washington State is terrible, to be honest. They have one good player, Mr. Franks, and that's about it. So Arizona State is one of those teams that the committee, which do you go for? Good wins, bad losses. Indiana is the number one team in that, but I'll get to that after, because let's go Pac-12. I think this is a very interesting tournament because I think a number of teams can win this tournament. I personally like Oregon and Oregon State to be the teams that end up pulling this thing off, but it's wide open. I mean, can UCLA finally wake up as a 7 seed? I mean, before the season started, they were a 21 in the AP poll. Okay? Now you look at what they've done, and obviously, Steve Alford lost his job. Murray Bartow tries, and I like Murray Bartow a lot, too. I knew him when he was at East Tennessee State. But USC has been in there, too. Part of its injuries, and that's fine. But when you look at this tournament, Washington the favorite, and I don't think most people think Washington is going to win this thing. Look what they did against Oregon in the last game. They really struggled. So while Mike Hopkins done a terrific job, and I think they have as good a talent as anybody in the league, this thing is wide open. I'll give you another team, Stanford.
Right.
Stanford has looked much better in the second half of the season. They got a lot healthier. This tournament, you know, if you're going to this tournament, enjoy it, because you don't know what's going to happen. It's going to be unpredictable. And as far as Arizona State goes, I'm sorry. Right now, I do not have them in.
Mountain West, Thomas and Mack Center.
Oh, let me answer your question this way, by the way.
Go ahead.
Because I didn't answer one part of it. I think the Pac-12 will be a two-team league. Washington winning the regular season, and the team that somehow pulls this off. It's kind of like a wrestling match, where it's loser leave town. A lot of losers leaving town.
But is it an over-the-top rope battle royal? Is it a steel cage match? I don't know. I don't know if I want to see any of these guys in the main event, really, Howie.
It's a battle royal where Steve Lombardi's in it, and oh, my God.
There you go. Now you're talking.
It's Liberty Jones.
Right.
Quick draw, Rick McGraw. And, oh, my God, I'm showing my age.
No, that's great.
And I'm not trying to put those guys down.
No, but let's throw Little Tokyo in there. Let's let Little Tokyo win the Battle Royal. Let's do that.
Oh, my God.
Howie Schwab, the Fox Sports official bracketologist and wrestling.
Wrestling here, did you?
Hey, you never know. You know, on this show, Howie, you're going to fit right in. We're going to have you on a regular basis, my friend. We're going to talk wrestling. My producer, he's giddy over here.
Let me put it this way. Call me anytime. As long as I'm not tied up with something, I'll be happy to call.
Nevada, the favorite to win here in Las Vegas. They haven't looked as sharp in recent weeks. Where do you have the Wolfpack seated as of now?
I have them as a 4 or 5. I don't have my bracket in front of me, but, you know, it's been interesting because look at the quad one wins. How many? Oops. The Utah State game was a challenge, and Utah State beat them, and the Mountain, unfortunately, this is a league that's not loaded by any stretch. Am I being polite? Probably. Nevada's got a lot of experience, though. And look what they did last year. The Martins, Caroline, they have talent. I mean, and I'll tell you, Eric Musselman, I like what he's done with this program because he's put them on the map. Nevada, to me, can be a dangerous team to make the Elite Eight. I think I see them falling a little short of the Final Four. They're also a team that could lose in the first round in one of those 5-12 type situations because they just don't show up at times. New Mexico sound familiar? But bottom line is, this is the fun of the NCAA tournament. There are so many teams capable of making noise in this tournament. I honestly believe there are about 8 teams that could win the whole thing. And it's going to be wide open. It's going to be fun. And championship week this week, the conference tournaments are as crazy as ever. And we can talk about that if you want, but it's just amazing.
Well, the best part about this, like you said, is the smaller schools, too, from the non-Power 5 conferences. And let's talk a little bit about Wofford, because they're one of those teams. They've won 20 straight games. They're ranked in the top 20. So let me ask you, who could be the UMBC or maybe even the Loyola of this year?
Well, I don't think Wofford would fall into that because I think people look at Wofford kind of like a Davidson with Steph Curry, though they were a lower seed.
Right.
I'm thinking Belmont's going to get in the tournament somehow, and I think Belmont could win a couple games. Wouldn't shock me. Lipscomb, I don't think is going to get in, but maybe they'll surprise us. They beat TCU and SMU during the regular season. There are so many teams like that this year, which means I'm not totally answering the question, but I'm trying.
That's okay.
I just think Wofford's above that level of what I think you're asking. You're asking for a Cinderella.
Yeah.
And
I agree with you. I mean, any team that's won 20 in a row, but they're still under the radar when you talk
sure.
to most people.
The Southern Conference is not known for once in a while. I mean, I remember College of Charleston when they scored a couple upsets. I mean, but realistically, the Southern Conference is a better league than a lot of these leagues. I mean, I know some people think I'm crazy, but I think the Southern Conference may be as competitive as the Pac-12. When you look at Furman beat Villanova and Loyola Chicago, when you look at North Carolina Greensboro won 25 games, when you look at Wofford, when you look at East Tennessee State, it's a pretty good league, isn't it?
No, I agree with you. I agree with you. And I love watching that Wofford team as well, too. All right, so Selection Sunday is approaching. Howie, give us your top seeds as we approach it.
Right now, I'd go Carolina right below. If Carolina wins the ACC or has a shot. But right now, my top four seeds would be Gonzaga, Virginia, Kentucky, and Duke. Duke did so much, even with Williamson out, when they beat Texas Tech. They killed Kentucky at the start of the season. They beat Auburn. Quality wins in league as well. So to me, even though they lost to Carolina twice, I still have Duke on the one line, barely over Tennessee and Carolina. That's what's incredible. The one line this year is wide open for a couple of teams. I think Gonzaga and Virginia are locked. Here's the thing. Last year, it was about mid-February, and we basically said, the ones are done. It's all set. This year, it comes down to the last weekend. It's amazing.
Great stuff. All right, Howie Schwab, Fox Sports official bracketologist. Before I let you go, Howie, you got to give me your one best Vegas story. I know you got a Vegas story in your pocket somewhere.
My favorite Vegas stories are probably restaurants I ate at, like Rao's, like, so many, God.
Yeah, there you go.
Isn't that sad? I have to talk about food no matter
no.
what.
No! Hey, listen, let me tell you how you scored here today, okay? You went above the charts because you came with old-school wrestling and restaurants. So food and wrestling on this program mixed in with some basketball, you're a winner, my friend.
Hey, I'll go for an hour or something, whatever you want.
No, we just got to get you to Vegas so we can roll through the sports book and hit some of these great restaurants.
I've been to Vegas numerous times, yeah. And I've been and it's funny, at the sports books once a couple of times since Stump to Schwab ended over 10 years ago. Well, okay, you want a good Vegas story? I have one.
All right, here we go.
I'm with Dick Vitale. We're getting ready to do a game out there. I was working at ESPN at the time. Guy goes, Stump to Schwab, oh, I loved your show. I said, thank you, appreciate it. He goes, you never lost. I said, no, actually, I know my record. It was 64-16. I was 80%. I think you take 80% in a heartbeat. His line, you lost 16 times? How did that happen? Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. I just shook my head and laughed. All good. That's the fact. I was 64-16. I lost 16 times. One year, ESPN put on a April Fool's Marathon showing 14 of the 16 shows I lost. It was hysterical. I laughed. They said, well, can you do tape some segments introducing some of these shows? I said, really? Yeah, okay, sure, what the heck. Every day I watch Young and the Restless, either live or on tape. How's that? There's a secret for you. Now we hit Young and the Restless, Baron Mikhail Cicluna, and Rao's. There we go.
All right, well, people miss Stump the Schwab. I know people loved it, man. I loved it. It was great. And continued success to you, my friend, with you know, everything you're doing over there at Fox. We love having you on, the official bracketologist, and we'll be watching you as the tournament unfolds.
Feel free to call me again, and I will stand by that word. If you want, I'll do a whole hour with you. We'll have fun.
I just want to get you.
Whatever works.
I want to get you in studio.
And that one will, I don't know, what do you want to touch on that one? Right, Ricky the Dragon, Steamboat,
very well,
late great Pedro Morales, whatever you want.
There you go. Ooh, yeah, that's the Schwab right there. Howie Schwab, Fox Sports Radio, yeah.
Thanks.